opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If this show were to ever break up, I worked somewhere else, and then you were with Jong. Jong was like, there's AJ. And he said, what's up? Would you be the kind of guy who says, Jong, don't say what's up to that bitch ass?
We've done too many shows together, killed too many brain cells together, and ruined Vegas for the rest of the world together.
It seems like Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant have done similar things.
Yeah.
Westbrook thinks Kevin Durant's a bitch ass.
Why make a big deal out of something that's over? Maybe the relationship was strained from the beginning, and we just didn't know until he got out of there. Man. Otherwise, you're just kind of being a little bitch, aren't you? So, Adrian Peterson, Houston Texans.
Well, amongst other teams, Texans have a running back. They're pretty happy with what he gave them this year.
Probably pretty happy with almost all the guys they have there.
As great as Adrian Peterson is, I don't know that at this point, with what they've got in Lamar Miller right now, I don't even think it's something they could entertain realistically.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. You heard Eric Warner come in with some Carbach, and we've been drinking that. Heard BJ Johnson and TJ come in with MVP vodka. We drank some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked sports. We've talked alcohol.
And talked a lot.
Yeah, we've gotten into a lot of stuff here. It's been a fun show. I don't know if the rest of the people are enjoying it. I'm enjoying the show today. I think it's a fun show.
Had a good
show.
Time. There's been a hire made.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills hired an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
We're familiar with his work.
Yeah.
His name? Rick Dennison.
You know what? Yep. That's just as bad a move as Bill O'Brien naming himself offensive coordinator.
Think about this. If you said, we're looking for a new offensive coordinator, let's go find someone who had some real success last year. Would you look at Denver?
He won the Super Bowl.
Would you look at Denver? Would that be on your list of places? You'd be like, yeah.
Not for offense.
They did some great things with that offense. No. No. Yeah. Also not a great run here in the great city of Houston.
No.
So thoughts and prayers to the Bills offense, which they really did need thoughts and prayers. And now their thoughts and prayers were not answered.
A couple things from the text line here.
All right.
Because I said nice things about George H., and I stand by that. I think he was a better president than he got credit for.
Better George. Bush 1 or R.R. Martin?
Ooh.
More influential in your life.
R.R. Martin.
Yeah. I agree.
Fred, Bush was an idiot, and so was his son. Hey, first off, I never said anything about W. That's,
first of all, yeah. George Bush 1... I mean, if George Bush 1 had a lobotomy, he'd still be better off than George 2.
And second of all, this text is from somebody with a Florida number. You can't call anyone an idiot because you're from Florida. Sorry. And then this from 832. You don't know football if you call Adrian Peterson AP. He was known as AD all day.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it. We don't give a – we don't care. Okay, and yes, if that means I don't know football because I'm not going to refer to him by his high school and college nickname that you guys came up with, fine. I don't know a damn thing.
George R.R. Martin or King George III?
George R.R. Martin. Ooh. You're going to have a hard time finding a better George than R.R. Martin in my world.
He reigned for 60 years.
So? He didn't kill Jon Snow and bring him back.
He defeated France in the Seven Years' War.
Well, he also defeated the Starks.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well,
there's one George that, to me, would trump Martin.
George Washington.
That's it.
What about George Clooney?
Nope.
Super handsome.
George Harrison.
A lot of people are super handsome, okay?
No, Fred doesn't like George Harrison.
No, he's the weak beetle. Yeah, he's the weak beetle. No.
George Carlin?
No. He was never one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
No, I like him, but I just think there were better comedians from
George here. Jetson.
No.
George Jones?
No.
George Washington Carver?
No. Somebody says everybody's defeated France, AJ. Good point.
George Jefferson.
Ooh, that's close. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Close, but still Martin.
George Foreman?
Martin. George Lucas, somebody asked. Nope.
That's a good one, too. What about George Wendt of Cheers fame?
No. Getting a lot of George Costanza. No.
George Strait?
No.
George Takei?
Close.
Oh, my.
Close? No.
I'm running out of Georges that I can think of. Jong, you got another one?
Washington, George R. R. Martin, second greatest George of all time. I don't even know if that's debatable. There's some close ones.
George Mason? The entire basketball program.
No. No. I mean, that's a low-rent basketball program.
George Steinbrenner?
He's dead.
Well, yeah, a lot of these guys are dead. I don't know.
Okay, that one I'll still go Martin, but that's close. Now you're getting close.
Okay. Good thing.
Oh, my.
George Clinton?
Ooh. I do love
me. Master of Funk.
I do love me some Parliament Funkadelic. No, I'm going to stick with Martin.
I think that's the last George I can come up with, honestly.
So I'm going to say you almost got me with Steinbrenner.
What about George Handel, the famous composer?
No.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of Boy George. I don't think that quite counts. Curious George.
That's a good one. I forgot about him. What about General George Patton?
Okay. There you go. That's number two.
Okay. You respect the U.S. military.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus, they made movies about that guy. He was awesome.
Yeah.
832 says NFL.com.
What about St. George?
No.
He's a saint.
You know what? Is a St. Bernard a saint?
In a way.
Okay,
but
well.
But this isn't a famous Bernard's game.
I'm sorry. He doesn't count.
Okay.
832 says
George Mikan?
No.
At one point, the greatest white basketball player of his time.
Yeah, but that's nothing. You can't be a great white basketball player. Come on.
All right, you're right.
As somebody says, NFL.com uses AP. They must not know football. Yeah, they don't either. None of us do. You know what? And no, George Strait. Nice try. Not a bad effort. Not a bad suggestion.
It's just not for you.
Squeeze in a call. Is that JL? Is that right, Jung?
Yo, guys.
Sports. What's up?
Deportes. Hey, hopped in the car. Heard some guys talking about... sports being gone in 5 years?
Yep.
Makes sense to me. Probably the main reason why Bruce went to Caitlin, right?
I think you're right. I think that's actually good. That makes sense. He knows. He knows that it's going away. Reality TV, that's the future.
Yeah.
Sports, no.
No. Well, that's it. We got to come up with some more takes like that then.
I can't believe this Rick Dennison news. that's really unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You wouldn't have thought that guy would be getting another OC job, right?
Never. Never. He you know what he was? He was George Gotze. He was Kubiak's shower buddy. That's what he was. He followed him around everywhere. That guy wasn't a good coach.
No.
George Gotze on the other end of the George spectrum.
Oh yeah. Worst Georges.
Yeah, if we want to talk worst Georges, George Zimmerman.
It's not a good one.
George Gotze. Yeah. All right. You know what? We've had a little to drink on this show. The only thing. But tomorrow, I'm gonna have a little Whitmire's because I'm gonna go buy over.
Good for you.
And you know what? I might even bring you some, AJ. And, guys, if you have not been out there, here's a great thing to do. Windmeyer's is out by the racetrack. So this is kind of my plan for tomorrow, and this should be your plan on a Friday. Because Thursdays and Fridays are open from 3 to 9. And, or you can do it on a Saturday when they're open from noon to 6 because the races start at 6. You go over to Whitmire's. You have a couple drinks. You hang out with the guys. Maybe you buy a bottle while you're there. Then you head off to the races. How is that for a plan? Is that not the best Fowler plan ever? Well, you can do that because they're not too far from the racetrack. And it's such a cool place. And if it's the new cocktail bar and lounge, they've really done a nice job there. They've expanded. You can go in there. You can have a few drinks. You can buy a bottle and go home with it. And you can try all their great products. If you don't want to do that, do a tour. Go out there on Saturday. Do a tour. Sign up for it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to be able to try everything then. Or, hey, how about this? You got a bachelor party coming up or a birthday party, or you just want to do a retreat, or maybe you want to do a speed dating thing and try to get people together. It doesn't matter. Whatever private event you got, they can handle it. And their products are fantastic. You've heard me talk about those. Matter of fact, I spent a lot of last night knocking off half my bottle of Space City Vodka. But they've got so much great stuff. This is your chance to go try it. Just head out to the distillery. Make it a daily double with Sam Houston. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or go to whitmeyers.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. Run by Blitzers, run by veterans. They make the best whiskey in the city, period. That's whitmeyers.com, whitmeyers.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. George the Iceman Gervin. No, George R. Martin is up there. He's top three Georges of all time. I'm not going to be able to change that. I know you guys have tried, but I don't know if you saw the story. It probably belongs in Hoffman on Hollywood. I did send you one for Hoffman on Hollywood.
I got it.
But this one involves, well, you might have it already. Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Well,
I've got no Leo in my Hoffman on Hollywood today.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this story, and I want to get your opinion. So there's this. No, don't take his music.
Let's just do the whole segment now.
Well, it's too early because then it'll take the rest of the show. That's copyright infringement to play that music during this.
I'm okay with it.
Are you familiar with Brazilian-born actress Grise Santo?
No.
She is the wife of pro gambler and FBI informant R.J. Cipriani. Not familiar with him either, right? Well, apparently she spent two evenings with DiCaprio before Christmas as part of a group of women that were invited there. But apparently she was not happy that it came out that she was one of his companions.
Well, if she's married, I could see how she wouldn't be happy about that.
Well, but she's married to an FBI informant. I mean,
to a snitch, you mean?
Yeah, how solid can that relationship be?
Probably not.
If he's going to, yeah. Well, anyway, she sent a text to the guy, the promoter who set it up, and said, "I've seen something in the press about me being part of Leo's P posse. I don't really appreciate that." Apparently,
but
she
was she?
Well, let's be honest. It's Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You're there for 2 days.
I feel like if my wife banged Leo DiCaprio, I couldn't really even be that mad at her.
I'd say, I hope you took video so we could sell it online for a bunch of money.
It's like,
yeah.
If she cheats with a neighbor, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, that's because it's a neighbor.
If it's like, oh,
plus you got to live next to that person, that
honey,
really sucks.
I've got to tell you something. I was gone last weekend on a business trip, which, by the way, that would throw up red flags for me since my wife
doesn't have
work.
A job, yeah.
But if she said that and then she was like, on my business trip, I ended up sleeping with Leo DiCaprio, I'd be like, well, damn.
It happens.
That sucks, but, I mean, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Like, I'll blame you?
I'd have been like, I hope you took video because we're going to post that and we're going to make a fortune. But apparently, she said she went there to pitch a movie about her husband and how he brought down an international drug and gambling ring.
And then she fell down in her
Well, so led by former USC football player Owen Hansen, who pleaded guilty earlier this month and faces at least 20 years in prison. So, yeah, you're right. By your definition of a snitch, this guy's a snitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she texted him that she only accepted his invite because she wanted to persuade DiCaprio to play her husband in the movie. Now it's getting a little weird, right?
Yeah.
And then he wrote back, I would have never even allowed you to come if I thought there was a chance that pitching a movie was what you were going to do. You do not go to a dinner among friends and then try to use someone for your own benefit. It is not the time or place to do that. Basically, if you're invited, you're banging Leo. That's... And then they went back and forth. And he basically threatened her, saying studios will blackball you. And, yeah, I'm going to go with the fact that Leo banged her.
I'm guessing so as well.
Right. I mean, I don't know a woman in the world. I don't care how... Well, and if you're married to an FBI informant, how solid is your marriage? How much do you trust that guy?
I wouldn't trust him.
I wouldn't either. And Leo wants to bang you? I'm kind of thinking she's going for it.
I think so, too.
Do you have this Amir Khan story on your Hoffman on Hollywood?
No, Amir Khan's an athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can share the Amir Khan story because it is on the list.
Okay. So, Amir Khan, there was a rumor that he had a sex tape.
Okay.
And it turns out one of the porn websites published said tape, and it's him on a Skype call with another woman. And this is just, I think, weeks after he got married, and he was rubbing one out while he was on the Skype call, and that was taped and leaked.
Is it a sex tape if it's just a dude jerking
off? I think they technically called it a sex tape.
I don't know if I can say that. Am I allowed to say that?
You did.
You already did, and okay. John's too drunk to dump you, so you're fine.
Okay, but I mean, you can't... that's not a sex tape. That's just, like...
No. Honestly, if...
That's just weird, honestly, I think.
If any one of us make a tape of ourselves self-pleasuring while looking at someone on a computer screen, is that considered a sex tape?
No.
And does anybody want to see that?
Even if, like, in the corner, like, you know, in a Skype where, like, in the corner, the other person, you can see them in the corner, even if they're, you know, mutually pleasuring... It's still not a sex tape. Sex tapes have, they've got one, all sex tapes have one thing in common, sex.
Right. But real sex,
not video internet sex. Stuff. No.
You know, it
didn't work that way.
This reminds me of, I got roped into watching a movie this weekend that I actually turned out liking.
Okay.
Bad Moms.
I haven't seen it. My wife has.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
She said
no,
it's funny.
It's funny. Val watched it and. Or she wanted to watch it, and I was going to just do some work, and then I started watching it, and then I couldn't quite stop watching it. Now, it has Mila Kunis, who has moved into my top three.
She's hot.
She's in my top three. But it was actually pretty funny, but there's a scene where the guy's doing that, and she walks in on him and thinks it's porn, and it's actually some chick he's got on the, you know, he's essentially Skyping with, and they're clown punching. I don't know why I even thought of that. 979 says her husband is easily 30 years older than her, too. Can I go on record as saying I'm fine with guys being 30 years older than their wives?
Of course you are.
Because I'm old and disgusting. So we have one more four-pack to give away, John. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have three.
Okay, we've given away two, though, right?
Let me double check.
Yeah, because, well, you're going to ask Trey. That guy can't count. Come on.
Juggalo.
See, Trey. We can hear the conversation in here, through the door.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
We've given away one.
No, I gave away two. Because he came in here and asked you what caller on the second one. Because he was... These guys suck. All right, I'm going to give away two four-packs because...
Everybody's so salty around here today. I feel like we're having a good day. We got, like, booze brought to us.
No, we're having a great day. It's just I'd like for our interns to...
It's lighting up.
Actually answer the damn phone when people call and do the giveaways. So we'll do two four-packs, callers 15 and 20... Assuming you guys can handle that, four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for day two of opening weekend. Enjoy a complimentary buffet at the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, January 21st from 6 to 8. Everyone gets a chance to play in the handicapping contest, which, again, spelling contest should not be that hard. Leave a T off the end. The winner of the night receives a four finish line box seats from March 3rd. For Camel and Ostrich Night, watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. 15 and 20. See, I know I did two of those because I turned them over. because that's what I do. I just after I read that one, I turn it over.
Right.
They screwed up.
So we were talking about James Harden and Russell Westbrook, the second backcourt spot. The tiebreaker, they were actually tied. The tiebreaker came down to fan voting. James Harden finished second in fan voting, second in player, and second in media, whereas Westbrook finished third in fan, first in player, and first in media.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the weighted score was 2 for both of them, and James got the fan vote.
And fan vote counts more than media or players?
I got to double check what it is, but...
I mean, that has to be the case, because if Russell beat him in 2 out of the 3 categories...
Yeah, where he got was first in both of them, that seems a little bizarre.
That does seem off.
Yeah, I think you might want to investigate this a little further.
Well, I don't think we're going to change it at all.
Well, no, we're not going to change it.
No.
And I'm kind of okay with it the way it is, but...
It does seem weird, though, that Russell Westbrook's going to be coming off the bench in an All-Star game during a season where he's...
Averaging a triple-double.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It is very strange. I honestly, to me, the guy who should have been left out was Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just going on this year and all-star voting and not who's the better player or who's had more accomplishments.
Right.
It should have been Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah. Although it's difficult to leave off the best player on the best team.
Yes. Fan voting was 50%, whereas the other two were 25%.
Ah, okay. Man. So, I mean, it basically did come down to James plays in a bigger market. That's a big help.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Good for him.
I'm okay with that.
Where was James ranked in the players?
The second.
And they must have had Steph 3?
Yes, Steph was 3.
Where'd media have James?
Second. Steph was 3.
Like, see, Steph's the one that should have been left out.
Well, how's Steph in then?
So, because he was number 1 in fan voting.
Oh, okay.
So Steph, James, and Russell all finished with a weighted score of 2.0.
Yeah, I'm torn on this because if you ask me, like if you said, okay, Steph, Russ Westbrook, James Harden, who's the best player? I'll take Steph every single day. But I think you're kind of right.
I don't know. I think it's one of those, you can make a case for all of them. I mean, that's your preference. I think other people.
Yeah, well.
But
I mean, one's a 2-time league MVP.
Yeah, but. He also plays. You see, but
one's an NBA champion.
See, here's the thing: you're also the same guy that says Klay Thompson's one of the best 3 or 4 players in the NBA. So,
no.
Yeah, yes, you do. You are always about Klay Thompson's great.
I do think Klay Thompson's great, but 3 or 4 best players in the NBA.
Yeah, you've said that before. So, but my point is, so if that's the case, then and look, Steph last year was off the charts. He was off the charts that season. You know, based on that season and what he was doing there. If
but that season will never be replicated.
No, it won't.
That's 2014 Dallas or 2015 Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like the Bears.
Right. That was a one-time deal.
Yeah. But you can't really have it both ways. You can't say, "Oh well, he's this," but we also got Klay Thompson there, who's also really, really good. And now you got Kevin Durant. I mean, I think they're the best team.
Yeah,
he's fantastic, and I love Steph Curry. But this year, based on what these guys have done, he's 3rd.
Here's one thing.
Career is a different animal, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about half a season for All-Stars.
And I feel like maybe Lamont tweeted about this. Maybe he posted it on your website. I don't know. But he said something the other day about more important to Houston is where their guys
are. Oh, yeah, he wrote a whole thing about this. Yeah,
as opposed to where they actually, like, to actual team success.
Oh, my God, the Red Rowdies came after us. I, like, got caught in friendly fire there. I mean, I posted it because I thought it was a good opinion.
It is. It's a hot take, but I honestly, when you think about what you've heard recently, remember that year when the Texans weren't going to make the playoffs? All they cared about was J.J. Watt winning the MVP?
Yeah.
And that's very strange to me.
No,
and
I think you're right.
Everyone, there's way more people pushing for James Harden to be the MVP than people pushing for the Rockets to figure something out to put them over the top and get them past the Spurs and the Warriors.
Because I think that's more realistic than them actually winning the title. I think that's why.
Well, I think you can want it, but I also think they're freaking obsessed with it, man.
I mean, that's all people talk about is James Harden's the MVP. Nobody's worked. Nobody's even mentioning
Russ Westbrook's still my MVP.
He would be my vote
based
too.
Based on what I consider the important criteria.
Although I would also...
But he's Harden be second.
I'd also consider LeBron James being my vote.
LeBron is you know, he would certainly be third, but, you know.
I might have LeBron and then the other two. I don't know. It's tough. All right. Either way, I'm going to tell you about my computer career. It's a new year. It's 2017. You trying to make the same money you made in 2016? Or are you trying to upgrade your life? You going to slog through 12 more years making the same old money? I hope not. If you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months, even with zero IT experience. You attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they're going to help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. This is for real, guys. In 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new jobs in IT. That's real. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you're on your way to making more money. By the way, financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting soon, so make new year, new career your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And stuff. And we're back
like,
on the Blitz.
Dave South over Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
Dave great. South on a Dre beat is tough to beat.
All right, I've talked about this a lot today, but tomorrow we'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night. Already got my picks up on the website, and joining us now, Frank Hoff, who is... director of racing operations at Sam Houston Race Park. And Frank, appreciate the time, sir. Thanks for calling in. Cannot wait to get out there tomorrow night and start betting on some ponies.
Yep, we're certainly looking forward to it. First post is 7 o'clock, and we'll certainly be seeing you tomorrow, Fred.
Hey, the one thing I've been getting asked a lot about is the equine herpes virus that's obviously really messed with racing in Louisiana. You guys pushed your stakes races back, which I think makes a lot of sense. Have there been any cases here, and how worried are you about this as the meet gets started?
Obviously, it's a concern for us, not just us, but for all tracks, because it's pretty prevalent for in horses to have this. Obviously, there's a particular strain that it can cause, you know, early death for a horse. So we're certainly putting every precaution we can to avoid a situation like that, but we are also prepared if something was to happen. But we are looking at it. Things are at least certainly improving over in Louisiana, and I think we're going to have some positive information coming out here shortly about our stance with that situation.
Frank, you guys, this track has done a really good job with going with the shorter meet and having some really big signature races. How's the response been? Because I know it seems a little off at times to have a Friday, Saturday, then Monday, Tuesday, but it seems like the reaction's been really good to it. How have the horsemen embraced it, and how have the people on the track embraced that schedule?
It's worked really well for us. I mean, obviously, we shorten it up to stay competitive with the tracks around us, and the Friday and Saturday nights, we get a great live crowd out here, and the Monday and Tuesdays has really been well received outside, and and handle coming in from around the country and the world. It's certainly our strongest days, and we look forward to continuing that with, good racing and strong fields.
Yeah, I keep telling people those are the two best days to bet there because you got a lot of dumb money coming from off track that people that don't follow the track, and it's an opportunity to make a lot. The big night, obviously, you got the 29th, the Houston Ladies Classic, which has turned into such a terrific race in a short time, the Connolly Turf Cup. What's it like putting together a card like that where you've got this festival racing, you have a lot of big name people coming in, and what does the Ladies Classic look like this year, at least as of today?
Nominations went final today. We've gotten a lot of strong interest from some of the top trainers from around the country. I mean, anyone who follows horse racing will certainly know who these trainers are and some of the horses that are looking to come. Obviously, I'm pretty superstitious on saying who's coming until they're actually here in the barn area. But our racing secretary and myself feel quite confident of what we're going to put out there for everyone to see on Sunday afternoon.
Frank Hoff is our guest, Sam Houston Race Park. In general, with you know, with the meet being the way it is and being pretty short, it's really cramped. But you've got a lot of the same people back, a lot of the same trainers. Was the response pretty good from horsemen when you were going around saying, hey, are you guys coming back?
Yeah, we our applications came in real strong the last couple years. You know, obviously we had some funding issues last year. But this year we've actually still got about 200 to 300 horses still waiting to get in here that are what we call put on hold. So, you know, obviously if space becomes available, we'll look and have them come over here. But obviously we our surfaces really make us attractive. You know, being down here in Houston in the wintertime is much more desirable than being up north. So obviously people really like to come down here. So, you know, we try to keep them happy and take care of them and have a good season.
One of the things that's such a great attraction for you guys is that turf course, because it can handle a lot of water. And I know we've had a lot of rain this week, and also because it's going to affect my picks. So does it look like you guys are going to, if it doesn't rain anymore, will you guys be able to run on the turf tomorrow?
Yeah, that is our hope. Hopefully we don't get any more rain, because I think we got probably a good 3-4 inches here at the track. So, I mean, our turf track, like you said, does drain very well. Obviously, that much rain and that short of period certainly doesn't help, but we're going to be taking a look at that tomorrow morning after training, and we'll make a decision. And, you know, obviously it's certainly well-renowned throughout the country of how great that turf track is. So, you know, we certainly take pride in that.
And last question, the number one thing I get, you guys still doing 50 Cent Fridays?
50 Cent Fridays continue. Every Friday, all year long, but it's especially much more fun during live racing.
All right, Frank, appreciate the time. We'll see you out there tomorrow, and I'll be out there again Saturday. And looking forward to a great meet, man. I can't tell you how excited I am that you guys are back to live racing, and really appreciate you coming on the show.
We are, too, and we certainly appreciate your support, Fred.
All right. It's Frank Hoff, Sam Houston Race Park. I cannot wait. Ugh, I'm so excited.
This is the most wonderful time of the year for you.
It is. It is. This is the greatest week of my life.
Really?
No.
But historically, or just
no,
this year?
No, no, just so far this year. Okay. No, actually, I lie, but I've had such a great year so far. It's going to be hard to top.
I mean, we're early in the year.
I know. I'm going back to last year. I've had a great 12 months.
Yeah,
things have been good. No, I'm really excited. Is I have been involved with that track since it opened in 1994. I've either worked out there, or been doing picks for it, or covering them. And it's my home away from home, and I can't wait to get out there. Can't wait to start playing the horses. And I will tell everybody, if you're new to the show and you're going to use my horse picks, bear with me for the first week and a half, because we have horses coming from all over the place, and the first week and a half is always a little rough. Once my numbers start kicking in about 3 weeks into the meet, I'm going to be a savage.
I remember 1994 like it was eighth grade.
It was eighth grade? Dude, there's... I was playing poker in the suites with Amarillo Slim in 1994, who was a horrible human being and a complete turd, by the way. But, yeah, that's what I was doing. And making a living betting on horses, because I'd quit the Chronicle for a year.
Man.
It was fun times. I was doing tip sheets and...
the glory days.
I don't know if it was glory days. It was interesting days. And that was when my ex-wife decided to tell me she was quitting her job to go to law school. While I had already quit mine to try to start a business. It's like, okay.
You guys should have discussed that. You guys should have had a...
Oh, it wasn't a discussion.
I feel like communication was a big reason for your failed marriage.
That's one of them, yeah. A lot of reasons. I
won't get into the rest, but I think...
Too many to count. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Hoffman on Hollywood. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. Come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, and all you can eat and drink. Refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com, starting at only $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party and the HD show with Fred Davis, who I didn't realize isn't drinking anymore. And Henry
Thomas.
Drink? No. another radio guy who doesn't drink anymore.
What's going on with these guys, man?
That used to not be the case, because there was a time where I had a few with him going way back.
That's surprising.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing. But hey, people do what they do. It's fine. Yeah, I'm listening to that. Isn't that the tax commercial that Alan Thicke used to do?
I don't know. By the way, rest in peace, Alan Thicke. I don't know what it
is. Optima Tax.
Yeah.
Optima Tax Relief.
But that used to be Alan Thicke, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was such a great opportunity there for a death and taxes thing.
Oh, don't put that on my boy Alan.
But he's already dead. What's he going to do?
No, but...
All right. Let's do
my favorite tweet of the day before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nick says, I picture Fred in 1994 as McConaughey in Buyer's Club before he found out he had the HIV. That sounds pretty accurate. That's kind of like now that I think about it, that's kind of how I picture you too.
It's a little creepy, but I can't really argue
with it. I mean, obviously less handsome than McConaughey.
Oh, God, yeah, and less HIV, but still, yeah.
Are you sure less HIV?
Yes.
100% sure?
Well, I've been tested very recently.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm pretty sure I'm okay.
All right.
I do have to. I gotta get some weight off though, because my blood sugar is getting a little.
Are you gonna get the beatus?
I am. This is why I've gotta get some freaking weight off. Like,
you still running?
Yeah, I'm still running, but I'm too fat right now.
Yeah,
but I'm still running. Yes, but that's the only thing I'm worried about health wise. Otherwise, I'm good. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Well, this Hoffman on Hollywood, the first story I had, I had at some point today, I knew I needed to talk about it. It's a little sportsy for this segment, but I felt it needed to be talked about. Do you remember Brett Rogers, the MMA fighter? He fought in Strikeforce. He was a tire salesman.
Okay, yeah.
And he became famous because he knocked out Andre Arlovsky.
Okay, yeah.
That knockout got him a fight against Fedor Emelianenko, which he lost. And then I think he fought, I want to say, Alistair Overeem after that and lost, and then he was basically gone. Well, now he's reportedly homeless.
Jeez.
And he was in the basement. Well, this comes from, I guess it was a few years back, 2011. He assaulted his wife, which left her with a broken jaw and a dislodged tooth. He later pleaded guilty.
He shouldn't be homeless. He should be at home in his cell.
Well, he pled guilty to felony third-degree assault. Did 60 days in jail, 3 years probation.
60 days for that?
Yep.
That's pretty light.
But here's one of the weird things. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. He is now charged with multiple counts of sexual misconduct. He was in the basement of the library in downtown St. Paul in mid-November when he groped a library employee while riding beside him in an elevator. A dude employee.
Ooh.
The man reportedly slapped Rogers' hand away and asked what he was doing. Rogers didn't say anything and exited the elevator as soon as the door opened. Then on January 4th, he asked a man who was standing next to him at a urinal inside a bathroom at a St. Paul Skyway if he wanted to engage in sexual activity in one of the stalls. When the man said no, Rogers grabbed his buttocks. The man quickly left and later reported the incident to police. The third incident took place in the Ramsey County Jail. After Rogers was booked on the earlier offenses, his cellmate was sleeping when he woke to find Rogers fondling him. He opted not to call guards out of fear that Rogers, who he described to police as the biggest and strongest dude in jail, might hurt him before help arrived. He reported the incidents as soon as he was released from his cell. When questioned about it, Rogers said his cellmate was lying, but now he's facing these charges. He's also been convicted of violating a no-contact order as well as felony-level domestic assault, both which occurred in 2015. So his life has gone way downhill. Did you say 1 minute? That was way... what are you going to do?
It sucks, because I thought I sent you one that we could make fun
of.
You
did. We've got more time tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow, so come join us. Want to thank Eric from Carbach for coming in and bringing us some great beer. We want to thank the MVP Vodka guys for bringing us some great vodka. I want to thank John Lee for doing a great job. Frank Hoff for joining us from Sam Houston Race Park. AJ Hoffman, great job. HD Show coming up next. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.